He was ruthless, ambitious, brutal, and efficient, and now he's out of business. As the verdict was read, 4 U.S. Marshals stood behind Guzman. Others stood by the door. El Chapo showed no reaction when the first guilty verdict was read. Then he gave his wife a thumbs up. U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue says this gave an inside look at a massive drug enterprise.
It revealed that Guzman and his co-conspirators were responsible for smuggling hundreds of tons of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, and marijuana into the United States.
Defense Attorney Jeffrey Lichtman is promising an appeal. He says he did what he could.
It's been an absolute honor and a pleasure, an honor, and I mean that, to represent Joaquin Guzman, because if you can't represent Joaquin Guzman as a defense lawyer, you shouldn't be representing anyone.
El Chapo is facing life without parole. At Brooklyn Federal Court, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.